Subway.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection on Live Talk, a forum where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, June the 7th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, focusing on the challenges and efforts to mobilize the youth to register to vote in the 2023 general elections. Lingaba lichona njani kwazwai murie Zimbabwe kusangana kumuchirongwa chevechi biki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaye kunyoresa kufota kana kuti voter registration. Uyezve zviri kuitwa nemasangano anoshanda nevechidiki kukurudzira vechidiki ava kuti vawanikwe vachinyoresa kuvhota musarudzo dza 2023 nekuti tiri kunzwa kuti vashoma vanhu vari kunyoresa zvikuru sei vechidiki saka tichange tichinzwa zvikonzero kubva kune vanoshanda nevechidiki ava lichona njani mtwakazomuhle kuti vana uhlelo lwe The Connection kona pa Studio 7 uhlelo lwavasakhulayo lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo yokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngoba sibone iZEC isungula uhlelo lweBlitz olokuphuma isiyabhalisa abantu ezabelweni kodwa sibone bebalutshwana ababhalisayo solwavalwa lolo hlelo njalo iZEC ithi ase abalokhu befuna ukubhalisa kumele baye emahofisini ayo kodwa abanye bakhala ngokuthi akhatshana lawo mahofisi ikakhulu abasakhulayo yibo ababikwa belenkinga bengani bayadonda bamadolonzima ukuthi babhalise ngakho sizaxoxa labasebenza labasakhulayo laba lamhlanje sizwe ukuthi inkinga kahle kahle ingaphi. We have our guest tonight, Mr. Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust. We also have Youngerson Matete of the organization Project 4263. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start off with Mr. Mazango. How are young people responding to voter registration in Lupane, there in Matebelele North, where you guys have a presence? Because we have seen during the voter registration blitz, we have seen many people not being forthcoming. How are young people responding?
Okay, thank you very much, Ntungameli. From our observations, is Lupane Youth for Development Trust. There is low turnout of young people that are turning out to register to vote. This is mainly attributed to poor communication, which is coming from ZEC, poor communication, which is also coming from political parties and other players that have interest in this process of mobilizing young people to register. There's basically lack of political will from the government to promote or to encourage young people register to vote. There is also lack of political will from the institution which is responsible to register young people to vote, which is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. This is demonstrated by not fulfilling its constitutional role to register potential voters on a throughout the year basis. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, we expect ZEC to be present in each and every community so that they register each and every young person who turns 18 which is the legal age for one to register to vote. What ZEC is basically doing, they are doing a periodic blitz to register people. And these blitz are not even giving enough time for young people to register. For instance, they did an initial blitz, which was done in February, and the second blitz, which was done for less than 20 days in the month of April. This by its own, it all goes to show that ZEC is not fulfilling its constitutional mandate to register young people to vote. As a result, a lot of young people are left out or are not given that opportunity to register. For one to travel the furthest distance, which is from Kenyandavu to reach Lupane district, where ZEC is situated, it's about over 120 kilometers. And the transport system is very bad. The road network is also very bad. And the cost implications that are involved for someone to travel or to commute someone from Kenyandavu to Lupane district, it is very much expensive and out of reach for many young people to access that ZEC center. So basically, I would say young people, in as much as they will be willing to register and vote, there is zero political will from the institution responsible. There is zero political will from the government. There is also zero political will from the ruling party, which is basically in charge of running the government today. If we are to analyze the last blitz which was done in the country, they used the ward system. And each ward is about 5 or 6 villages. And the distances involved for one to reach the centers that were created by the April blitz, it involved also longer distances that were costly and also time costing to these young people to reach the created centers. So basically, I would say, in as much as young people are willing, there are zero efforts to reach out to these potential voters. There is zero effort to politically message, send out messages or to encourage and mobilize these young people to participate in the registering to be as voters for 2023 elections. So there is so much information blackout which is there, especially for young people. Elections are just a year away, but there is no currency, there is no mobilization, there is no effort to actually engage the young people to participate in the 2023 coming election. Mm-hmm. Coming to the ongoing ID registration, which is happening, which is ongoing right now.
On the issue of IDs, Mr. Mazango, please hold your thought. We are coming to that. Let me bring in Mr. Matete, and please do stay on the line. Mr. Matete, in your orbit of operation, how are you relating with young people, and what are you hearing from them?
By the numbers that are provided by DIMSE, shows that in 2018 we had 4.2 million young people who were eligible to register to vote, but more than 1.5 of them did not register. And by the projection again by the research advocacy, it shows that from 2019 to 2023 there will be another more than 1.6 million people who will be eligible to register to vote. What am I saying here? I'm trying to say that we have the potential of registering 3 million young people in Zimbabwe, but this year alone, the blitz that we have done, that was done by ZEC, managed to produce 160,000 new voters. So it shows that a false number. The reason being is that I want to be to what I call voter suppression, which in general it translates to voter apathy. Why? What am I saying by voter suppression? I'm simply saying that there are efforts that are being done to make sure that young people are not registering to vote. For example, I know that you said that you are going to talk about the issue of IT, but before, for someone to register, they need a national identity. For the whole last year, we've been trying to mobilize young people to register the 40, but we see that we can mobilize around 10, 20 people, but 10 of them do not get national identity. So what it means is that young people are not registered because they do not get national identity, even if they do want to register. These are the key factors. The second one is the lack of information dissemination, where even a lot of people just don't even know that the voter registration is going to be released, and where even if they this way the visitors are going to pay, and when there's no place, where are they going to register? For example, there's been a lot of information or disinformation that is circulating around social media saying that registration is closed, shows that there is a gap of communication between the electoral commission and people, which the third one is lack of civic education. We have been focusing much on voter registration, why young people should register to vote, but we are not paying attention to the issues that lead to voter registration. We are treating voter registration as an informed, but we don't yet have citizens who are informed, simply because we do not yet have a robust civic education that comes from government. Like it is in other countries, like in South Africa, UK, America, where a child as young as age, is not quite important to register to vote. So those are some of the reasons why we have not taken out the current initiative to voter suppression. Thank you.
And when you say only 160,000 young people were registered during the blitz, Mr. Matete, are these first-time voters?
Yes, they are first-time voters. Those will be transferred, but the number of first-time voters, which are first-time voters.
And working with that number, I'm sure you guys have some projections as to how many young people, first-time voters would have registered by the time we go for elections next year.
Yes, our projection is our goal, but we should register at least 2 million young people. But going with this test, it shows that we would be, if you reach 500,000, you've done a greater job. Because currently we don't know when the police is going to come back. And as of now, we need to transport people as far as 200 kilometers later to Falls. I'll give you an example of Victoria Falls. We need to transport people to one district later to Falls, which is 200 kilometers. And the one person needs $20 to go there. And it's a high cost that you have been carrying. You have been managing to be that transport method, which is 10, 15, and it's not going to be consistent because of the resources. So if you reach 500,000, it's kind of safe to get done better.
Thank you there, Vama Tete, and please do stay on the line. Vachangoti Bata, Tripa Chirongwa, the connection, panopa live talk, nefenyiro yenyu, ye Studio 7. Na. Abasana kusithuma sikuhlelo lwe-live talk, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Na, lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubhalisela ukuvota. Siyazi ukuthi uhlelo lwe-blitz lwabuya lwadlula, kodwa sabona izeki sithi hayi balutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Lamhlanje silabela uPane Youth Development Trust, kanye elabe Project Vote 263. Okuzinhlanganiso ezisebenza labasakhulayo zibakhuthaza ukubana babhalisele ukuvota kukhetho luka-2023. Ndizo ke kwamuri vamazango tisati tainda kunyaya yema-IDs yamambo taura nezvayo. Muri kuti imimi zeki inofanira kunge ichinyoresa munhu wega wega aga kana asvitsa makore 18. Izvi zvinofanira kuitwa automatically here kana kuti mbotisanangurira ipa.
Okay, bumbiro reZimbabwe rinokurudzira kana kuti rinopa masimba organization onzi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuti register wese chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinenge chasvitsa makore anokwana iwo 18 kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vaparticipate kana kuti vave part and parcel yevanhu vanorejesta kuvhota kana vachizvinovhota pese panosarudzwa utungamiriri hwenyika yeZimbabwe. Asi naizvozvo tiri kuona kuti organization yeZEC iri kutadza kuti iite constitutional mandate iyi yaanosungirwa kuti vaite nezvikonzero zvekuti pane interference kana kuti tinofungira kuti pamwe vanenge vachikurudzirwa kunzi vasarejesta vechidiki kuti kana kuti vari kupiwa mari shoma yatinotiwo national budget yaanoallocatwa pamwe dzimwe dzenguva haisi kukwanisa kuti vave nemaofisi kana kuti vawanikwe kumacommunities kunogara vana vechidiki kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vavarejesti pese paanotenda makore anosvitsa iwo 18.
But pa-18 years yacho ipapo vamazango, should it be automatic kuti alright munhu akasvitsa 18 years zvatozikanwa kuti atova muvoters roll?
Yes, kuyakutazwa sibili kuti masingakhangela imithetho yethu sikukuzele kuti siwutshintshe ukuthi senzele ukuthi wonke umntwana ozalwa elizweni laseZimbabwe mayefikisa iminyaka eyi-18 ahle fakwe kuvoters roll automatically, njalo kube sokusuka izifundiso ezizalandela ukuthi sibafundise ukuthi babe bephatheka ukuthi lapho okukhethwa khona iinkokeli zaselizweni leZimbabwe labo baphatheke. Iinkokeli lezi kungaba ngama-councillors, kungaba ngama-members of parliament kumbe upresident waleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele njengezizalwane zaseZimbabwe sikhangele sicubungule ukuthi kufanele na ukuthi sifake lowo mthetho okuthi iZEC ifake ku-voters roll sonke isizalwane zaseZimbabwe mase sifikise iminyaka eyi-18. Then kube sokusiba lezifundiso ezikhuthazayo ukuthi wonke umntwana waseZimbabwe oleminyaka engu-18 kusiya phezulu bakhuthaze ukuthi baphatheke kukhetho zonke iinketho eziza kuba khona elizweni laseZimbabwe. Siyabonga.
Okay, asiye kudaba lwama-IDs oke wakhuluma ngalo, udaba lwezithupha. Siyakwazi ukulohlelo lukahulumende lapho avula khona wathi okay abantu abaningi likhala ngokuthi kalila zithupha. Wozani ke lizethatha izithupha, luhamba njani lolo hlelo? Akusitshele ubungani uyakhonona ngalo.
Ya, lolu hlelo thina sike sibe lethuba lokuthi silandelele ukuthi lezi zisebenzi zika-registrar general zipha njani abantwana abasakhulayo izithupha. Siyananzelela sibili ukuthi bayekethesile sibili into eziningi njalo basebenza lapho esike zalandela sinanzelela ukuthi bazama sibili ukuthi baphe abantu izithupha, kodwa kulo hlupho lokuthi izithupha abazipayo lezi aziso zithupha ezimodeni kumbe sikhangele ukuthi ku-2022 ilizwe laseZimbabwe libe lisipha ama-citizens izithupha ezinjalo, because bapha izithupha zakudala leziyana okwakuthiwa ngama-waiting pass ezephepha ezokuthi singanethwa lizulu siyadabuka kumbe i-ink umbhalo lwana uyaphela ngokuya kwesikhathi, njalo liphepha ukuthi lingadabuka alila guarantee ukuthi umuntu uzaba lalo for isikhathi eside. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi i-process abayenzayo ukuthi baphe izithupha lezize ziyephuma kuyathatha amalanga. Abantwana bahamba bethatha izithupha njenganamuhla bathathwa ama-photos, kodwa abantu bakorejistra abayenelisi ukuthi babephe izithupha khonapho khonapho. Bayatshela ukuthi lizophenduka ngelanga elinje lizokollecta izithupha zenu. And siyananzelela futhi ukuthi from ukuxoxisana labantu bakorejistra bakhala ngokuthi ama-materials abawasebenzisayo kwesinye isikhathi ayatshisa impikitha le yabayebeyithethe okugcina besenza ukuthi bayenze ukuthiwa yi-reshooting bathatha ama-impikitha le anakutya futhi again kugcina sokuthatha amalanga amaningi ukuthi akontanga babe lezithupha.
Ndimbozo kira kwa muri vama tete imanzwa nyaya yema IDs iri kutaura na vama zango ne niyo imambo taura nezwa yo. Isaka manga mchiti nyaya yema IDs kana kutifitupa. Zwere kubatika ere kwa muri where you guys are operating.
Oh, it's okay. So nyaya zitupa nyaya wongesele kinu Zimbabwe because number one, there are two scenarios. Many of COVID-19, my office will be in the 2020, because we are maybe in the office. For the past 2 years, also, many of the people still are able to have an hour to have to can have to have a certificate. Then, to be able to have a certificate, because we are able to have a certificate. Kune marginalizations ya wana sabra wana matokumis aya nini ya kuchiba kile kiwango kwa wakati hafa afrika ni kukura uungi enda wana pata kusutua ato kipa chungu matek certificate kwa kutu zungi wa chitore sao wa chitora wo ma kweete ni stupa so kuchi ufaini kutu matepele ni kune 3 marginalizations ya wana wasina wasina chukwa ni siro ma kweete ni stupa ni kune wa iso kuchi kana ndani ni 1982 ndani ni 10 years padengo wangu akapewa ni kukura wangu wa sante sasa chitupa kala pezi 20 years or 25 years on the land my 80s, 95 nanda wako za wakita mwuri yangu asindizi nasa chitupa kwa msuru pasu saka mwana kutia kasa wala 1995 yyo sasa wako za wakita mwuri yangu saka tame free marginalis yeti wana sasa chitupa wa matepele wako hawe zero ane kuchi niye COVID-19 so sino afrika kuta registration sukanya ito sile kitu kutu nari kuse kufuotia unuunyita kunge une situpa kende kunewewa nandu maali nifa umutu une certificate saka kama etika madulisi yese siko zese kusibirizi waya anga kunga wanu wana wana kutipa shiji yeshi kitu wanga wana situpa sekuti 6 out of 10 be young people who change 18 in 2019 up to now that not every IG initial identity cards so what's the aspect of putting your age and limitation kutipa hiyo zezi ma constituents kama mawanda hafu gandu wa pata hizu achitakisa anako pregis na kukote azipati awasi kia kondita lese na kene pale mamu wanataka lese wa sula tutupa pa kezo hiyo zezi kune kulite tutupa pa tume zingwe zingwe ya sati ato shika huo kuchi kwa kata siku na nambari kwa na masuingo sati wa shika wa sifu rejiste saka wana wakwanda wana tutupa saka wakwasi mwenyesa kufota niye mta wana tutupa.
Aya yezvitupa vamatete muri kutaura kuti kumatepeleland uko nyaya yekukura hundi ko kune dzimwe nzvimbo like Mbare yamuri kutaura chikonzero ndechei chiri kuita kuti vanhu vawanikwe vasina zvitupa
ora izvo vakaita ivo vanhu vechifu rejestri vakaita ekalendara vakati saina pakurisi yavo kuti wakati kunzimbo nengwe tineke chinda lengwa yakadai sekuwane mpatu wanga wari kumwezi wangu wari kumwezi wa Mei kumusirezi wangu wari kumwezi wari kuuyako mwezi wabata wa Juni saka kumbare wari kuyako mna September ede mie resistente ya muna kumbare isikisi kani ano kutuna chitupa isikinda kumakombe kana pinda kuwa zana kunoni ya kujitua kucheshe saka kumwezi mbawa sati wasikani ya wakati takale ya nao saka nchaka nguwa ndira kwa sio mzuri isi usu asipa li zangani bosa makutupa majisezi majiki chinga chibatza wa ni transport wano kula chupa wa chile tisa ufu chani wanda kushanza wa kusukoro nene kwa chupa 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 kwa wanda
ai isi ya bonga mza na matete wa matete zino kutenda hii irambai muri parunare yenyu apa sanda kusikuma ba chango tibata tiri pa chirongwa the connection chirongwa cha tinokupakura ichi tiri chega chega pano pane penyuro ye studio survey na uye fe nasi lamhlanje sikhuluma ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota esingathi ivota registration na silomnumzana tawanda mazango oenhlanganiso yelupane youth development trust kanye lo Youngerson Matete oenhlanganiso ye project 4263 ndizokere kwa muri vamazango engiphenduke kuwe siyake sizwe nxa sibona abasakhulayo sikhuluma labo bebhala kuma social media lapha uze umuntu esidayi mna angisoze ngivote vele omunye ethi avele akula angaze mvote empilweni yami umbuza ukuthi ngasizathu bani ekutshela ukuthi avele it doesn't make a difference ngoba even singaze sivote ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyaziwa ukuthi luya kuliphi ibandla. Nxa likhulumisana labo abasakhulayo khona ngaphela uPane lakwezinye indawo yiziphi izizathu elizitholayo ezenza abasakhulayo bengafuni ukubhalisa?
Thina siyananzelela ukuthi abasakhulayo sebedidekile lokhu kubangwa ukuthi uhulumende silaye kalaleli njalo kathathi imboni yabasakhulayo. Kulama processes ayenzakalayo ukuthi abasakhulayo engxenye bayabuthaniswa. Sinanzelela izinto ezinjengama-parliamentary hearings baphe imbono yabo ukuthi hayi bebefisa ukuthi izinto ziyenze kanje njalo abasakhulayo ikakhulu asabake baparticipata kuma-elections sebeke baphuma ngokuningi wabe siyavota njalo ivoti yabo ezange yahlonitshwa izinto ezinjalo ziyenza abasakhulayo bedideke becine besithi hayi singaze thina sisukume siphatheke kuhlelo zikahulumente akukho okutshintshayo akukho esingakutsho okuzathathwa kube put into consideration ezikhathini eziningi amaprocesi lawa ayenzwa kubuthaniswa abasakhulayo baphe imbono yabo just to legitimize amaprocesi kahulumente ayabe sevele sephasile kudala kuyabe kusenzwa nje ukugcwalisa maybe ukuthi kukhanye ngazathi uhulumente uyalandelela amaprocesses ngendlela i-constitution etsho ngayo kodwa kungayisikho kunjalo kungayenzwa ukuthi kungayenzwa ngenhliziyo yokugcwalisisa i-constitution yethu yaseZimbabwe esikhathini esiningi into lezi yabe zisenzwa just to rubber stamp ama-decisions ayabe seyenziwe kudala ngukhulumente so lizathola ukuthi abasakhulayo vele athes bakhala ngokuthi imbono yabo vele ayithathwa ayiqiniswa njalo uhulumende silaye kabaliboni njengengxenye engaphatheka kugovernance yaleli lizwe laseZimbabwe and okunye esikunanzelelayo njalo ukuthi abasakhulayo abakho prioritized ikakhulu masesikhanyeni ukuthi baphiwe ama-documents azabayenza baphatheke kuma-processes kahulumende esikhathini esiningi into lezi yenzwa for political reasons or just to fulfill political ends. So abasakhulayo labo bayakunanzela kuyana becine besithi hayi liyabe lifuna ukusebenzisa ukuze thina sigcwalisise izifiso zabo not for the bigger goal ukuthi kugcwalise izifiso zikaZulu. So lezi ngezinye izinto eziyenza abasakhulayo becine besithi hayi thina sisafuna ukuthi siphatheke kuhlelo ezibuya nohulumende.
But it can't be the government's fault every time mazango ngoba ngokungavoti abasakhulayo laba do they understand ukuthi the decision not to vote really has a bearing on the outcome of the election bayakuzwisisa yini khona
ngiyabonga umbuzo nalawo khonapho yikho sokumele siphatheke njengezinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njengama citizens are enlightened so kumele siphatheke sonkeni lapho esihamba khona ukuthi sibe sixwayisa laba abasakhulayo sikhulumisana labo njalo sibabonise ukuthi hayi lesi sinqumo bayabe sithethe sokuthi abafuni ukuphatheka kwezokuvota kuyabancindezela kanjani kumele sincedisane njengoZulu lapho esihamba khona kumele sincedisane ngobuningi bethu sihambe mawula abantwana abaleminyaka engu-18 njengomzali umele ohlale labo phansi ukhulumisane labo njalo babonise ukuthi kumele bayenzeni njengama-active citizens njengama-responsible citizens ukuthi kumele basukume baphatheke ngobuningi babo ukuze sisuppresse whatever the mechanizations eziyabe zikhona ezokuthi kuncindezelwe kumbe abasakhulayo bengaphatheki ekuvoteni kwaleli lizwe le yi-responsibility ya wonke umuntu we-enlightened i-responsibility ya wonke umuntu olomntwana ole-18 years and above yi-responsibility yenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo yi-responsibility ye-ZEC njalo iresponsibility amanye amabandla aphatheka kwezepolitics ukuthi sisukumeni sonke ngokuningi siyenze ukuthiwa i-voter education sifundise labo abasakhulayo ukuthi hhayi kumele babe le-energy, kumele babe le-hope, kumele babe lokukhangelela ukuthi ma bengasukuma bayirejista ukuvota, ma bengasukuma njalo bayaphatheka ku-2023 bayevota ngokuningi babo izifiso zabo zizaphuma kulelo khetho luka-2023.
And given the apathy amongst young people, Mnumzana Mazango, we have heard abanye abenhlanganiso ezifana lani really developing esingathi fatigue. But hayi, you know, kunzima ukuthi uqhubeke ukhuluma ngento eyi-one utshela umuntu athi hayi ambe bhalisa ngoba kuqakathekile ukuthi uvotile, whether uvotele izanu kumbe uvotele i-triple C kumbe uvotele i-MDCT, it doesn't matter. Okubalulekileyo yikuthi uhambe uyebhalisa. Sibona kusiba le-fatigue kwabanye esikhuluma labo, given that kind of apathy. What keeps you going as the Ilupane Youth Development Trust?
Tina sikhuthazwa kakhulu isekelo sombuso esilaso iconstitution yethu yaseZimbabwe etsho yona ukuthi i-voter registration is an ongoing process ukuthi kumele yenzakale from day number 1 up to day 365 of yomnyaka ka-2022-2023 kusiyani. It's an ongoing process, so khonoko thina kuyasikhuthaza njalo thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza nabasakhulayo siyananzelela ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi bakhona abasakhulayo ababe bethena iminyaka engu-18, so kumele sihlale siphatheka ukuthi si-encourage njalo si-mobilize bonke abasakhulayo ngazonke izikhathi ukuthi soon as bethena iminyaka besiba neminyaka engu-18 kumele bayenelise ukuthi bayirejista ukuvota. Njalo kungapheleli ukuthi ekurejisteni ukuvota kodwa kumele sibakhuthaze ukuthi bangarejista ukuvota mhla wama-elections kumele bathene up bayevota ngobuningi babo. Thina lokhu yasikhuthaza sibili and si-encouraged ukuthi sibe sisebenza labasakhulayo njalo siyananzelela ukuthi singamobilize abasakhulayo ukuthi bayephatheka kulolu uhlelo lwama-registrations okuvota nokuvota kwakhona kuyatranslata directly ku-development yelizwe lethu. Because by umuntu angarejista ukuvota angayavota that particular person or that particular youth ngazonke izikhathi by virtue of ukuthi waregista waparticipate ekuvoteni uba lo ntshukutshuko okuthi abe sisiba ekhangela ezinye izinto ngelihlo lokuthi kathi ukansela wami uyenzani, kathi u-MP wami uyenzani, kathi upresident welizwe uyenzani ukuthi athuthukise kumbe akukuzela i-development yezindawo ababevela kizo. So ngazonke izikhathi thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labakhulayo si-encourage kakhulu njalo si-motivated ukuthi masingaba-encourage ukuthi barejiste ukuvota bayevota. Esikhathini esiningi abantu ababeparticipate ku-voting baba lelihlo le-development, baba lelihlo lokuthi to hold ama-elected officials accountable ukuthi bababuze ukuthi kathi lokhu likwenzeleni, indaba lithethe isinqumo sokuthi lenze lokhu. Lokhu kudalwa ukuthi umuntu lona uyabe waparticipate in the process yokuvota.
Mm-hmm. And let me throw that question also to Vamatete. Given the apathy yevechidiki Vamatete, what keeps you guys going as Project Vote 263? Chirukupwa imanyukunyuku kuti murambe muchiparidza vhangeri rekunyoresa kuvota.
Okay, so isusu chinangwa chedu ndechekuti tinoda kupromota youth participation and democratic democracy beyond nyaya dzekuvota. So zvandambotaura zvazvo kuti isusu tiri kungonya vanhu vakumaorganisiri anonya kufokasana kuti vanhu vafaisi ngani kuvhote ngavhote pasina kubatsanangura zvanyatsokukoshera kuvhota kwacho. So our first objective make sure that young people understand why it is important to vote, why it is important to participate beyond voting, to make sure that they vote elected officials accountable, they vote the government accountable, to make sure that they safe delivery, all those things, they contribute to citizen awareness. So our major objective is to create informed citizens who are able to hold the elected official to account. So that's the first objective that we have before we go to issue of equal register to vote. So Chatunya Kosheta Pangwa and Sabu Angawa and MCO, for which I'm going to vote. Then you look at the young people who are going to register to vote and support us. Yes, it's okay, but in every city, was a Nini kuti kumashure kune nyaya dzakawanda dzekuti my nations ari kubirwa pane nsangano inoona nezvemy nations zviri kutema rakadaikira rimwe divi. Saka vechidiki vanenge vachitamba vachibvunzwa, saka nyaya dzakadero, how are you going to make sure that our vote is safe? So ndo zvimwe zvinge zvichiita kutsanangura vanechidiki kuti what is your responsibility in democracy? What is your responsibility in my nations as a citizen? So that's one thing, that's our drive, to make sure that young people understand their responsibility in governance, in democracy, in elections. That's the first and foremost responsibility that we have as an organization. And also, when you are in the University of Zimbabwe, there is a lot of frustration. So, if you are going to pick this up, never to go to the University of Zimbabwe, you are going nekuti vanogara madhorobha ndomakanyanya vhota apa vechidiki vari kuti hatisimboonawo mari achitakurwa, vatoita vhotera vacho vanenge vachiita vanotsvaka basa dzemhuri dzavo havasi kudzoka kwatiri. Saka tiri kuti tirikuzama kuti tikoneke vechidiki nevatungamiri vavangava makansela, maMP, kuti vange vachicreata relationship, vachiisawo zvitemo zvavo so that they also have faith in leadership, in political leadership. And the another issue that you also make sure that is an organization, we try to push in the diaspora vote in Kingamini. Because while Zuraz of one of Zimbabwe, so I can say, first of all, we have to put in the Zimbabwe, but what is our political persecution? So I find that unofficially there are more than 5 million Zimbabweans that are outside Zimbabwe. So I think we have to push our in the diaspora vote organization. Because in line with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Section 67, you know, involved every Zimbabwean at 18 years. That's another objective that we have also as an organization.
Ipa nyaya diaspora vote iva matete takaona news day ichiburitsa nhau yekuti I think was it last week. Nhau yekuti speaker of parliament vari kuti mitemo ngaigadzirwe vanhu vari kudiaspora vagone kuvhota. Asi tiri kuziva kuti bato riri kutonga riri panyanga rakambotaura rinogara richitaura kuti hanyaya yediaspora vhoti iri kunetsa. Ivo havagoni kuti vange vachibuda vachinokampeina kune dzimwe nyika nenyaya yemasanctions, saka havadi kuti paitwe nyaya yediaspora vote. Muri kuona zvichiitika izvozvo sei? Because for the 2023 elections, I bet it's out of the question. But musarudzo dziri kuuya after that, muri kuzviona zvichiitika here?
Nyaya yamutaura ndeyechokwadi kuti speaker of parliament vakataura mashoko atakafarirawo isusu bato civil society organizations kuti kakunge kuine diaspora vote. Nenyaya yekuti constitution yezimbabwe vatungamiri inobvumira nyaya yediaspora vote, because zvandambotaurakuti section 67 inoti munhu wese muzimbabwe ane makore 18 ekuzvara akwa unga chini sabu fuata inasi fuata sisi ni mbuta alogara kupi asi ni njia kuti electoral actually ya chala nesu njia inotala nesu njia poor based system saka diaspora kwa kusina that poor based system ma polling stations but njia ya matawura ya kuti batoleza mpf noti hiru alipasuno kampeina kuti diaspora ni kuti ni mastri akaruwa ni mastanchi hiru yes no kuna mbetri chukwa ati ziyo kuti mpf ina mastanchi asimu America, in our structures in the UK, in our structures, all of our Western countries. So at least you could even know our own structure, chairman, our North America, our structure, our apartment campaign, but from our structure, they look to our campaign as such. As well as Pakaba, what we need to do. Chetty Piri put in the Jebuti, Kanavati of my Western country, Makabuane, my sanctions. Kowai was in that to make the diaspora put inside the most of sanctions. Zvara zvakawanda zvemuZimbabwe zviri mumasadha ekazi makata semunana Zambia, South Africa, Botswana, kwaiva vasingatendei diaspora kuti nyika idzodzo kwava vasina masanctions. So tiri kungoona herese kuti bato rezanu PF riri kutungamira riri kuda kungowandaro nechigume nekuti havasi kuda kuti vanhu veiku hadzizivi kuti vanhu vasiti vanhu vakaenda kunze kwenyika havadi here kana I don't know. But zvemasanctions kungowanda nechigume chete.
Aiwa tinotenda vamatete, please do stay on the line as I bring in Vamazango. Mr. Mazango, the current voter registration, the ongoing exercise, Zek is saying that people should go and register at its 73 offices across the country. Zek has 73 offices open now for registration, and Zimbabwe is a very big country. We have 210 parliamentary constituencies and almost 2,000 wards, council wards, 1,958. Do you guys have anything, any engagement with Zek to address such anomaly?
Thank you very much. I think that on its own, it demonstrates what I said earlier, that ZEC has failed and ZEC is failing to deliver its constitutional mandate to register people, citizens of Zimbabwe as voters. It's impossible for 73 stations to register or to cover over 1,000 polling stations that are treated around the country. By that, Tinasiti is regularly, is yet regularly, in Jalo, they are not delivering on the mandate to register people, citizens, that 2018 throughout the year. And these 73 stations are static, they are not moving. It could have been better had it been that the 73 stations are mobile. They will move on a weekly basis, probably, to cover the stations that are, the polling stations that are treated around each and every district. Say for Lupane, Lupane is 28 wards, and the districts that are involved, especially for some wards, we talk of the Kenyandavu, the Dandanda wards, it's over 100 kilometers to reach the Lupane Zek district office. So for a young person who is 18 and actually taking into consideration the economic factors that are affecting young people, 99% of young people won't be able to have the bus fares to reach that polling, that Zek center, which is in Lupane. So it is impossible for Zek to actually claim that they are open throughout the year. The fact of the matter is that ZEC is closed. ZEC is not capable to register people that would have turned 18 or potential voters for 2023 elections or for any other coming elections. ZEC has failed to deliver its constitutional mandate.
And Ilupane, Ile office one kuphela ezek where you can register.
Yes, Lupane is only one ZEC office, which is at Lupane District Center.
And iyona izeki imazango selike lazama inokukhuluma layo ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyadingeka ukuthi balethe njalo ilethe njalo i voter registration please kumbe ivula amanye ama office endaweni ezijeneyo elupane lakwezinye indawo ukuze abantu bazifinyelele benelise ukuyabhalisa kungela ukuhamba imango emide.
From ukuxoxisana lezek yaselupane because singabantu esiphila lawo ama officials ezek impendulo abasipha yona ukuthi abala ma resources ukuthi bangene emakhaya kodwa bayamukela ukuthi makungaba lenhlanganiso ezilama resources mobilize ama youth kumbe abantu abefuna ukuregister nini sibe sesibaviza bakhululekile ukuthi babuye bazoba register in those communities but esikubonayo ukuthi izek le government yaseZimbabwe isitransfer iresponsibility yayo to inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuthi zibe yizo ezibhabhula lowo mthwalo okuthi kuregistre ama-citizens bayekwayenelisa ukuthi bavote. Okuba yikho ukuthi i-government konke laseZek sebebalekela i-constitutional mandate yabo yokuthi bathwale lowo mthwalo then inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ziphatheke ukuthi sincedise lapho kusilela khona izek ayikhona ukuthi thina sibe yithi esithwala lowo mthwalo wonke.
Go vechiliki vekumaruwa vari kuti chiwo vari kunyoresa here kana kuti I know you guys are based in Lupane Urban but I'm sure you are working with vechiliki kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana zvinosanganisira kuma reserve.
Yes, sikhuluma kunje izolo besisemakhaya simonitor laba abarich abaphi i-department yeCivil Registry. Besisemakhaya njalo sinanzelele ukuthi abasakhulayo bayathatha izithupha njalo bayaphiwa izithupha ngobuningi babo. Sikhuluma kunje baningi asebelezithupha ukuthi bayehlule kufinyelela ama-offices ezek ukuthi ngabe i-blitz iyaphinda yenzakale kumbe lapho kuhamba khona abantu beCivil Registry mabeqeda ukuthi baphiwe abantu izithupha bayenelise ukuthi abaphiwe izithupha baphume bahambe la bahle beregistry ukuthi bayevota babe ngabantu abayenelisa ukuthi bavote kuma-elections azayo. Kodwa esikunanzelela ukuthi izithupha bayaphiwa ezepaper of course kodwa bayehlule ukuthi bafinyelele lapho kulama-offices. So umthwalo omningi ususalela kwinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kumbe umthwalo omningi ususalela kulaba bethu izithupha ukuthi badinga izindlela zokuthi bayefinyelela baze bayefika elupane bayenelisa ukuthi bathathe bayenelisa ukuthi barejiste ukuvota.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Mazango, and please do stay on the line for those who've just joined in. This is The Connection on Live Talk. And we are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, especially efforts by civil society organizations to convince young people why they should register to vote in the 2023 general elections. And as we head towards the finish line tonight, I'd like us to talk about the issue of political violence. Ndi dzoke kwa muri vamatete. Nyaya ye mhirizhonga inyaya inowanzonetsa zvikuru kana takuenda kusarudzo. Uyezve 2 weeks ago takaona pachiita mhirizhonga kukwekwe. Where the Citizens Coalition for Change alleged that they were attacked by ZANU-PF, but ZANU-PF denied the allegations. Also, we know that a CCC activist, Mo Blessing Ali, is missing currently. She was abducted allegedly on May 24. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. The CCC says politically motivated, but the police says no. Nyaya mirishongai va matete muri kuionawo sei uyezve vechidiki muri kumbovakurudzirawo kuti vasaite zvemirishonga here besides kuti muvakurudzire kunyadzi kuti vavhote.
Nyaya yemirishonga muZimbabwe musarudzire muZimbabwe inyaya inobvira kubva Zimbabwe ichangotanga muna 1980 ende inyaya iri kuenderera mberi. Mainly nyaya yekuti muZimbabwe there is a lot of polarization and nyika yacho yatitsfire kubva 2000. Asi dambudziko ratiri kuona nderekuti politics dzatirikuita muZimbabwe ndedzekuti who is going to get what, at least dzekuti dzinoda kusevha vanhu. Sangana munhu asina chido chekusevha vanhu anoita nepesi paanobva tarangaripa zvosaka zvika violence zvekuti vechidiki vese vari kuparticipate mupolitics vari kunzi vanenge vachitaswe violence ende vasingadi vacho kuparticipate vari kuti sihatisi kutaswe violence and totari kuzorohwa tida kuzosungwa. Nyaya mataura yakaitika mukwekwe yemukomana wetcc akanzi ari kunzi akafa kuza kuti akaona vanhesanipefu nyaya yakaitika vanhu vachiona ende vanhu vashanu vakaitika vanhu vanhu vachizikamwa kuti vanenge vachinzi nekotezanupf vakatombosungwa nepolisi zvikabuda asi hapana zvakati zvaitika kumashure emazvo. Saka vazhinji vanenge vachitarisa nyaya dzisekuona kuti ukaita zvematongerwo enyika ukafa kana kuti ukarohwa hapana mapurisa azoiti basa ravo. Nyaya yamublessing ali inyaya inorwadza sitire kuti mapurisa ari kuti iwo ari kutaura nyaya yerekeni nenyaya yembwa nekuti munhu zvetu wakuzunga nyanga ikonomuka kwenyaya yekuti imbwa yaita yaita noisi zvinhu zvenyaya dzisira asi ndoda kuti vechidiki kuti vange vachiramba kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika asi isu seboka rinomira rinosangana nevechidiki kuzama kuitaridza kuti vechidiki tichiita maactivities ekuti vechidiki vaite come together because zvinhu zvinokonzera nyaya yekuti vachidiki havana nguva yavo pachativa vange vachitaurirana vachinzwisisana. Saka tine tichiita tiri kuita maactivity akaita sekutombaka semabhora mamusic festival kuti vechidiki vange vachiita come together vange vachitaura vachinzwisisana because matambudzo avari kusangana nawo mamwe chete. Kushaya kwemabasa hakuna basa kuti iwo ribato ripi. Kunyaya dzemagesi hasina basa kuti iwo ribato ripi. Nyaya dzemvura hasina basa kuti iwo ribato ripi. Saka maproblemu edu evechidiki akafanana. Saka ndiri kuda kuzama kuti organization let mayouth ngati come together vota discuss maproblems avo and find a way of how they can push their governments or kumalocal authorities or kumaMPs kumarepresentatives avo. Ndo maprograms atinawo ekupromota peace munyika nekuti tozwa kuti itakuda kumaelection daiso sekore rino tiri kutosa kuti 2008 juni inogona kuti wadzoka next year nesatiri kuona zvipitika karetu.
Saka mainitiatives amuri kuita aya ari kutambirwa zvakanaka here nevezanupf vacho nevetripc just to mention these two main political parties?
Maitipida sendanakutaazanza kuti muZimbabwe mune lot of polarization so far patine lot of bit of resistance kuti pakaita vanenge vabva vakaona mafesi nevanenge party vanogona kutaurisisa. Saka vachiita togona kuti tiuda kutie tichitsvaka vanhu maleaders edifferent political parties vova ivo vanenge vachiencourage vamwe chitipawo kuti vachitambe mitambo yakati vese zvakati. Hatichanyanyei tinge tiri pafourfront because muZimbabwe unovanhu vemaNGO vanhu vanoshanda seregime change vakushanda vari vakarega kuofosini ndozvimwe zvinyaya zvichikanganisa ende nenyaya yekuti oso muri mushanda imomo munosangana zvakawanda munogona kusungwa munogona kutira zvakasangana zvakawanda wanu. Saka there is still a lot that we need to do and we are trying to work also with the government and other departments such as National Office and Reconciliation Commission and other organs of the state. We adopt the chapter 2 of the institutions to make sure that we promote peace ahead of the elections. But we still have a lot of work to do. Nenyaya yekuti also zvanakutaurazva kuti vemapurisa edu kana security vanotaridza kuti vane rimwe divi ravanofarira rimwe havanyanyorifarira. Saka peace pacha inoedza kusustaina because kuti peace ive sustaine pangu pamwe pati anenge akanganisira pangu pamwe paine justice. Asi kapa pashaikwa justice hapana tiza togona kuwadzirwa because uyo anenge achikonda vanhu unongoendera mberi achikonda vanhu because anga achafana zvandinoitwa. Uyanenge akondiwa avo angazokuruzimbo setingomhorosa roko muna kupora akakonda mai vako nezuro ngodazi ngaba sakafoko ukuthi also inkathani ya justice but nyenye atawa makosi au ma police seems to create also a bit of a side ya wale basitora
mhm
ndio sikuta home tech issue ya peace
aiwa tinotenda enda let me go to vamasango nenyaya ye violence udaba lodlakela lina mazango liluphatha njani khona ngapho elupane emat north liyakhulumisana lapho abasakhulayo from amabandla atshiyeneyo njalo bathi
siyabonga thina njengelupane youth for development trust ukuze sinqabele udlame njalo i-violence kwezepolitics sesithathe izinqumo eziningi njalo siyazama ukuthi siyenze sicreate ama platforms lapho siyaviza khona abasakhulayo njalo kubabizeni kwethu we make sure ukuthi siyayenza after i deliberate mobilization ukuthi siyananzela ukuthi kumele sivize abasakhulayo abamelela iZANU PF abamelela iMDCT iCCC namanye amabandla atshiyene ukuze babhatheke masibabizile njalo siyaviza lenkokheli zabo ukuthi zibuye zibe khona bahlale ku same table babe lokukhulumisana labasakhulayo njalo sixoxe ngendaba ezayenzakalayo kumbe kungaba ziyenzakale kathesi maduzane kumbe kwayenzakala kudala lokhu siyenzela ukuthi masingakhuluma ngama legacies awe violence ayenzakala kudala sidinge ama solutions such that asichiyeli kumbe ilegacy le asiyikhubeli ama generations abuyayo ukuze bahlale besilwa ngezinto ezayenzakala kudala siyaqhuquzela sibili ukuthi kungabe kukhona okwayenzakala kudala okungayenzakala ngendlela enhle kube nokuxoxisana nokukhulumisana njalo kube nokuthi kudingwe indlela zokuthi abantu bangasolisana njani siyakwazi ukuthi isintu sethu silezindlela sibili zokulungisa izinto ezeviolence eziyabe zayenzakala kudala we also have i-constitution yethu ile ndlela futhi zokuthi inqabele njalo isolve ama conflicts ayenzakala kuma communities ikakhulu akhangelene leze politics njalo asithi ama institutions akhangele ukuthi anqabele okwe ama conflicts mangikhuluma ama institutions kangeli ama organizations njenge ZRP o NPRC ama courts ethu even i parliament yonongwayo ikhona ukuthi inqabele njalo ukuthi khukuzele ukuthi kube lokuphilisana kuhle phakathi kwamphakathini ezigabeni zethu ezivela kizo so esikhathini esiningi siyaviza ama-stakeholders atshiyeneyo sibe lawo sicreate ama-platforms sihlale phansi sixoxisane njalo kube lokutshelana iqiniso ukuthi hhayi wena kumbe i-institution leyi umsebenzi onje aliwuphathi ngendlela kumele liwuphathi ngendlela enje we-encourage i-truth telling esikhathini esiningi ukuthi kube lokukhulunywa okweqiniso njalo siyakhuthaza sibili we create ama WhatsApp platforms ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi kube lokuxoxisana phakathi kwe ama players aphatheka kwezepolitics silama platforms amaningi kakhulu and thina abe civil society singasakhangela ilupane ye development sathi kuphela kodwa silamanye ama civil organizations eziphatheka lawo babe beyingcenye yalo ama WhatsApp platforms kumbe ama platforms lapho siya sixoxa khona ukuze siyenelise ukuthi siyatshela ama political players ukuthi bahlale bakuleli ye peace whenever bangadeviate from the lane of peace we should be able to call them and tell them ukuthi hayi lokho eselukwenza ayisikho esikufisa njengelupane njengezizalwane zaselupane kumbe ayisiyo development esiqhukuzela elupane so esikhathini esiningi siyi-watchdog entweni ukuthi we make sure ukuthi akubi le-violence eluphane ma ingaba khona i-violence ishudebo ukuthi we call a spade siyababiza sibatshele ukuthi hayi lokhu esilukwenza ayisikho esikukhangeleleyo njengabantu beluphane kumbe abantu bezimbabwe jikelele.
That brings us to the end of our show. This has been The Connection on Live Talk, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. I'd like to extend a big thanks to our guests tonight. That's Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust, as well as Youngerson Matete of Project Vote 263. That's it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date on The Connection next Tuesday. I am Tungamilinkomo.